Mike Tagubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome to these few moments of fellowship together around the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us once again today as we look into the Word of the Eternal God. I'd invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the first book in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, and we're going to chapter 24. And there we're discussing the events surrounding the Lord Jesus Christ talking to his apostles, his 12 disciples, after that they had visited the temple there in Jerusalem. And Jesus was prophesying and foretelling future events that are yet to occur. And that's what we're studying about, these prophetic events that are yet to transpire and take place. We invite you to get your Bible, our New Testament, and study along with us. And if you do not have a New Testament, we would like to send one to you, absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And if you will get a pencil and paper or pen and paper, I will be glad to give you our mailing address, so that you can write to us, because we do desire to hear from you. Your letters are always an encouragement. They're a blessing to us. And it's our joy to know that you are listening in to the radio ministry and hearing the radio broadcast. And it's our joy to send to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll also send you a 2007 pocket calendar, and we'll send you other Christian literature absolutely free and postage paid. And we'll send you our prayer card. We'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. And if you complete all four of these free Bible courses, then we will mail to you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. And the reason we want you to take the Bible course, beloved, is because we want you to learn about the Word of the Eternal God. We want you to know the truth which will liberate and deliver and set you free from spiritual darkness, and which will open your understanding to the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, and look forward to knowing Him as we know Him, and to know the joy and the peace and the forgiveness that He gives, and to know the privilege of going into His presence through prayer, and the privilege of watching God hear and answer prayer in your life. Oh, beloved, it is wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to be His. Well, our mailing address is Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. Post Office Box. Now that's on the next line, you'll put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for Colorado, the state that we live in. And then you'll want our zip code, and it's very important that you put the zip code. The zip code is 81137. 7-0825. Now, that zip code is very important, so let me repeat that. It is 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you'll put United States of America. Or you can abbreviate it by putting a capital U period, capital S period, capital A period. And that stands for United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you, beloved, so we can mail these materials to you absolutely free and postage paid. Pardon me. Now, if you already have a New Testament or a Bible, we have other Christian literature also that we'd like to mail to you absolutely free and postage paid. We just need your name, your mailing address printed clearly, including the name of your country. And we will be glad to mail to you gospel tracts and other Christian literature free and postage paid. Now today, we're looking into the book of Matthew, the first book in the New Testament, chapter 24. And we're continuing where we've been studying in verse 21. We've discussed these future events that are yet to occur, and we've already talked about how that there came a day when the words of the Lord were fulfilled in verse 2, when he said, "There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." But in 70 A.D., the city of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman Empire because of their rebellion, and Titus came in, and they somehow set fire to the temple. The gold of the temple melted, ran between the stones, and they literally pulled the stones apart in order to get to the gold. And then the future events that the Lord Jesus begins to speak about, foretelling and looking forward to his return, and this period of 7 years spoken of as the tribulation period, and the last 3.5 years, the great tribulation period, begins to be described. And we presently are, the great tribulation period will begin when verse 15 is fulfilled of Matthew 24. "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." We previously explained that in the first 3.5 years of that 7-year tribulation period, and we previously discussed this prophecy that Daniel gave about 70 years of time that God was going to deal with man. And the last week, that is 70 weeks of years, there were 70 weeks of years, and the last week would be 7 years. And in that 7-year period of time, which is yet in the future, during the first 3.5 years, at the very beginning, a covenant would be made with the nation of Israel to protect her from all of her enemies. This man that will come upon the scene, that's referred to in Revelation 13 as the beast, because of the kind of man he is. He's like a beast in his harshness and in his anger and in the terrible things that he's able to do. But he will come first of all as a man of peace, and he'll make a covenant with Israel to protect her for 7 years. And during that first 3.5 years, Israel will rebuild her temple and will restore the worship that she's not had for many, many years. And thus, in the midst of that 7-year tribulation period, this man will break his covenant with Israel. During that first 3.5 years, he will be bringing the world into a one-world government. And he will be conquering the world through peace treaties, and then war will break out, and through war he will conquer the world and bring it under his control. And in the last, at the midst of that 3.5 years, he will go into the city of Jerusalem, and he will go into the most holy place in that new temple and declare that he is God. We've already read about that in the book of 2 Thessalonians, and we've discussed that and talked about when this will occur and how these things will take place. And thus we see that when this takes place, this is what verse 15 is referring to. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, and this man is spoken of as abominable and has brought desolation upon many countries of the world during that terrible war that will break out, and the famine that will follow, and the death that will occur. Spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then he warns Israel to flee into the mountains. And then in verse 21, he states, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And over in the book of Revelation, we begin to read about this terrible tribulation and the things that will occur and the things that will take place, how that the wrath of the Lamb will be revealed during the first part of that 7-year period of time when God will begin to bring judgment upon the unbelieving world that has rejected Him. And in Revelation chapter 9, we are reading about the woes that will come and the trumpets that will be blown by angels of God and the judgments that will occur. And in verse 13, we read Revelation 9:13, the last book in the New Testament. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Notice that the third part of humanity will die within 1 hour, 1 day, 1 month, and 1 year. A third part of humanity on the face of the earth will die as this sixth angel blows his trumpet and this judgment begins to occur and take place. And notice as we read verse 16, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. An awesome army that will be set loose. Till next time, goodbye.